Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yep. Too short. Now I paid this morning. Did you get it?
Oh, did you? Okay. You didn't need my reminder then.
So you can go check that out and make sure that they got it and everything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that our accounting department received it. I know they process things at the end of the day, so I didn't see it on my
Yeah.
end.
Yeah, but I sent it in this morning.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
working with. Did you see the fight? Did you see the fight between Tyson and what's his name?
Yeah, between Tyson and Jake Paul. Yeah, I watched it. Did you?
Yeah, I didn't really see it that night because my mine kept on cutting out because there
Yeah,
was
mine
so.
kept cutting out too. I think that because there were so many people that were trying to watch it.
Yeah, did you watch the first two fights?
The first two fights were great.
Yeah. How do you like it when the guy got him got that one in the corner?
The two Mexican guys that were fighting?
It was an Indian and
Oh,
he was
was
a
the
Mexican.
Indian? Okay. Yeah, that was a great fight.
Yeah, and then he got him in the corner there and turned him around. Had his hands over the ropes and then started like he was butt fucking him.
I don't remember that part. Maybe I didn't see that part.
That you
I
missed a good one if you went to the bathroom.
that part of that fight.
Yeah, you missed a good one.
Well, the two girls that fought, that was a great one. I mean, they were going punch for punch.
Well, if you do a
And then
rewind.
the one girl, she kept headbutting the other girl and gave her that big
Right.
gash over her eye. That was, I mean, that's
Right.
uncalled for.
Right. That's what I was telling Bob. Bob said he should they should have called the fight. She was headbutting. You know. Hey Tom, I gotta go here. I got.
Wait, Tom, I want to ask you one quick question before you run off.
What's up, Bob?
Okay. Do you ever catch that it's Facebook on those watch and diamond dealers on 47th Street?
No, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, they get them like TikTok and Facebook, and it's got this diamond dealer and this guy Rolex watch dealer, and these guys and they're trading and bullshitting back and forth, and it's just like, give me a break, you know?
Oh, really? Are they just what? They're just full of shit, or what?
Well, yeah, they come up, oh, yeah, how much for that Rolex? So 67,000. Oh, I'll give you 62. Okay, you know, it's like. You know, and the same with the diamond dealers. You know, it's just, like guys come up to, yeah, I got a client who's looking for a 5 carat. It's just.
I gotta look that up. I'm not on Facebook, but my wife is. I'll have to go on her Facebook and search diamond dealers or something like that and see what the
Diamond
videos are
dealers,
about.
Rolex dealers,
They're just trying to, I'm guessing they're just probably trying to create what? A little bit of demand and excitement around their product.
Their name. They're trying to create the name. This is, if you're on 47th Street, just I'm the godmother of 40. Just so you got to come see if you want a diamond, you know. And another guy about saying the idea about Rolexes, you know.
Right, exactly. I mean, the truth is, I mean, you go on 47th Street with as many diamond dealers as they have down there, there's no way you're getting a deal, especially as a consumer off the street. I mean, they're selling to wholesalers, you know. They're not going to just drop their pants for a retail customer.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s, I worked for a diamond wholesaler. I used to be on the road, you know. I covered seven states, and then it was downtown, Sixth and Hill, and all the booths downstairs. And you know, we used to call them stop and rob guys.
Oh yeah, just the
Yeah.
people that you were dealing with.
No, all the guys downstairs on the lower levels of the buildings with all the booths.
I get what you're saying. Okay. Now, did they buy from you or some of the other wholesalers in the building?
They did
Or on
most of
Hill?
us. Wholesalers in the building, yeah.
Okay, so basically they were trying to catch the average consumer down on the streets.
Right, yeah.
I
You know,
gotcha.
they had all those little, they're on the first floor. They had all these booths. In fact, all the big buildings, they all had first floors full of booths and selling gold chains, gold watches, selling diamonds, you know, about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as 47th Street has the same thing. All the booths on the first level of the buildings.
Right. Yep. They do the same deal. Yeah, I know. It's like these people, they think they're getting a great deal because they're going to the Diamond District, when it's all, you know, it's just all an illusion at the end of the day.
Yeah, when I used to, you know, I had go to my old radio office, you had to ring a bell and tell them who the hell you were, and if you, a retailer came up, they did, you know, you had to tell them your story. You tell them, I don't have a store, we're not interested, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, we have an RDI, you know, our affiliate. I mean, it's our company, but we have a New York City office as well, Bob. And that's how it goes. I mean, any jeweler that we work with that's in, like, you know, between New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, you know, that travels in and out of the city for, you know, for requests and whatnot, we have to get their name on a list before they go up to our office. So it's not, you know, we don't deal with the public at all. You know, you have to actually get your name on the list, even as a retailer, just to get up to our office.
Yeah. For about 4 years, I was on the road with, I worked for Ernie Goldberger, I don't know, out of L.A. and diamonds, and I was on the road selling loose diamonds, and that was fun when I was young and not married.
Uh-huh. So you traveled seven states, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was, with me and the red eye, it was just, you know, everybody, you get on a red eye, and everybody in there is in suits with ties loosened up, and they're... And you sit next to him, and the first question they ask you, well, what do you sell? And I used to say funeral supplies. Nobody was interested in funeral supplies.
Oh, that got people to tune out to you, and you could just go to sleep.
Yeah, nobody had a wife that needed funeral supplies.
Oh, that's funny. Yep. It's an interesting industry. I mean, I've only been in it for 16 years, but there's a lot to it other than just selling a diamond, I guess.
Yeah, my first job was with Oil Ridge as a diamond sorter. After I got out of GIA,
mm-hmm.
I went to work for them as a diamond sorter. That lasted about 3 months. Every day, I went home with a terrible headache. You know.
Oh, gosh, sure. Dealing with diamonds just all day? Yeah, I don't know how our...
You know, I'd have all these little boxes and all these loose stones and say, you know, I'd grade and drop in a VS, an SI, I box. When I filled up the box, I'd slide it to the next guy, and he'd color grade them.
And that's how you guys graded diamonds?
Yeah, he was a diamond. They were diamond colorers or diamond cutters.
Okay, but you did the clarities, and then you would pass it off to somebody else who would do the colors.
Uh-huh, right.
Wow, okay, interesting.
That just sorted out for lots, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they would go into all different lots, yeah. Of course, that's almost 60 years ago.
You're going back a little bit.
Yeah, that's when they had horse and buggies on the streets, yeah.
Well, now it's easy to see why GIA or some of these other labs, I mean, they can get, you know, diamond grading, you know, wrong, or, you know, not wrong, but there's different opinions because, you know, you don't know if somebody's looking at it, you know, the 20th diamond that they looked at for the day, and, you know, again, their eyes are foggy, they're just not seeing straight like they would, you know, at their, you know, crack of dawn at the first diamond that they grade, you know, it's just not going
to
be the same.
There's actually a lot of truth to that, you know. You know, I say GG stands for good guesser, you know.
That's right. Yep, that's a good That's a good one.
The more stones you see during the day, the more you look at, the tired your eyes get, especially, you know, you look under a microscope the whole time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, I've seen many, many stones come through our office that it's like, wow, they gave that a K color, you know, and it faces up real nice, and you would never think that it would be anything lower than an H. And same with the, you know, in the other direction, you know, you see diamonds that are, you know, really, you know, they're heavily included, or that now there's black on the table, and it's like GIA is giving them SI2s. It's like, man, they're getting a little bit more lenient, so it goes both ways.
It's more likely to get the color wrong than get the clarity wrong.
Yeah, they go through the Braille Institute.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you could see where, you know, color you can have a little bit of a differing opinion. But yeah, you're right. Clarities should be pretty straightforward. You either see it or you don't.
Pretty much so, yeah. Okay, listen, I'll let you go. I just want to drop that at you.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the info. I'm going to try to check that out.
Okay, talk to you.
All right, see you, Bob.